The AHSCW Lady Vikes have now won 4 straight games with their 39-30 victory over Logan Magnolia on Friday night. Despite playing in their third game this week, the girls looked alive and played tough defense and penetrated the basket, even with a tough Logan Magnolia defense. Head coach Jason McCall was proud to see his girls change their mentality and play up to the challenge.
No, it gives us a lot of confidence. I know it's one of the main subjects we've been talking about is changing our mentality on the floor, and I think they played with a lot of fire tonight. We knew we had a great team in Logan coming in. They've always been a scrappy, hardworking team, very well coached, so we knew it was going to be a battle no matter what. And I'm really proud and impressed with how our girls played for 32 minutes and how much communication and enjoyment that they had on the floor together as a team.
The player of the game and leading scorer for HSCW was Ella Langer. With 17 points on the night, the senior showed that she could live up to the challenge offensively, while also having a few takeaways and block shots on the night defensively.
Yeah, she has a tendency to get hot, and she's been making the right decisions at the right times. And she's also putting herself in positions to do her thing. She's a great mid-range shooter, and she found her spots on the floor tonight at the elbow, inside the lane, on the midline. And she's a go-getter. She's going to grab a lot of offensive rebounds. I felt like in that first half we had to have 10 to 15 of them, and that's just how she works. You know, she's doing a lot of little things this week especially, and she's doing it at the right time of the season. So if she can continue to do that, I think she'll have some eyes on her in the next few weeks.
Logan Magnolia was led on the night by Macy Burleson with 7 points while earning 5 of those 7 in the second half. Brooklyn Lally and Olivia Leonard both earned 6 points, while Marky Burleson had 5. Allison Johnson and Kia Kanos both finished off scoring for the Panthers with 4 and 2 points respectively. AHSCW also featured Delaney Gosshorn with 6 points, while Sadie Paulson and Ava Paulson knocked down 4 each. Riley Knopp and Hallie Goodman knocked in 3 points each, while Grayson Partlow finished off scoring with 2. These girls continue to find through every game, and this game was just an emphasis on that continued battle.
They have done a better job of communicating, fighting through stuff. You know, we want to play man here and there, depending on matchups. And, you know, when they're able to fight through screens and beat people to the spot, it makes it a lot easier to, you know, hold teams to single digits throughout the quarters. And, you know, it's just the level of play, the effort. It's something you can control as defense. You know, our shots have it changes every night. Sometimes they're falling, sometimes they're not. And it's just we're hot or cold. So just having an emphasis on the defensive side of the ball is something they've been trying to do.
The Lady Vikes are looking to return back to action today with a battle against Underwood and a makeup game at 3 p.m. This would be the 4th game this week alone for AHSTW, and these girls are more than up to the challenge.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect from them tonight after already having a couple this week, and they wanted to get out and run full court stuff and you know, pick people up 80 feet from the hoop. So, you know, if the girls are willing to do that, and you saw tonight, you know, they played really, really hard. It wasn't sloppy effort or sloppy, you know, being tired. I thought they were really in tune with how they wanted to play. So tomorrow, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Right. So, you know, we'll come out and try to get the girls going and settle in throughout the game.
AHSTW improves to 9-5 on the season and 8-2 in Western Iowa Conference action, while Logan Magnolia falls to 7-10 and 5-6 in the conference. I'm Zach Kellens reporting.